Chapter 5. Tara forced herself out of bed early the next morning and inspected her face in the bathroom mirror. Her eyes were bloodshot and puffy from barely sleeping the night before. A line of pimples dotted her scalp just beneath her hairline. Even her face seemed fuller than usual to her, as if the stress was piling up inside, inflating her like a balloon. "Girl, you gotta lose this," she said to herself, pushing her cheeks in as if she could somehow squeeze out the weight in her face. After a quick shower, she spent nearly an hour on her hair, combing it out over and over to get it straight and parted before using her mother's flat iron to style it. She fixed it carefully so it framed her face just right. When her hair was done, she covered each blemish with makeup so she looked her best. Then she put on her favorite outfit that made her full body look more curvy and less frumpy. She had to be at work by noon, but she had somewhere else to go first. "If we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it right," she mumbled as she looked at the time on her cell phone. Football practice was already over for the day. The dance team would finish their practice soon. To meet Shanetta, she had to leave now. Cooper had no idea of her plan. She had spoken to him the night before and waited for him to mention that he had been alone in his truck with Shanetta, but he never said a word about it. "Why are you so quiet tonight?" he had asked when they were on the phone. "Tired, I guess," she lied, hiding how worried she was about what he did. The fact that he didn't say anything, she figured, meant it was serious. "How about you? How was Steve Morris?" she had asked, hoping Cooper would admit what happened or where he had gone the other night. "Man, that dude is just as annoying as usual," Cooper grumbled, but then seemed to stop himself. "You know he wants me to install some system in his car so he can roll up and down the street shaking everybody's windows? Do I got a sign on my shirt that says I work at Best Buy?" Cooper had complained, his voice a little too forced and unnatural. Tara could hear it as if it was an off-key singer at church, yet she remained quiet and let Cooper talk. The whole time she hoped he would bring up Shanetta Green, but he didn't. When he finally hung up, Tara still couldn't believe what Darcy had told her, that Cooper had snuck out in the middle of the night with that girl, that he had betrayed Tara, that he had practically lied to her face about what he had done. "Tara, you got a lot to learn," Rochelle's words echoed in her mind. Maybe Cooper was a dog, just like Rochelle's boyfriends. Maybe he had played Tara many times before, and she didn't know it. She started to feel sick, as if he had mugged her and stole her trust and her heart. She pictured Shanetta sitting next to Cooper in his pickup, with its scuffed dashboard and rattling windows. Had he held Shanetta's hand as they drove, making his silly jokes and carrying on until she leaned in to kiss him? The image made Tara furious, and she had to fight to keep her anger in check. She couldn't go down that path, not until she saw Shanetta first. That would answer all her questions at once. Tara was sure of it. Without texting or calling Cooper, she got on the usual number 39 bus and took the 10-minute ride to the stop across from Superfoods, the grocery store down the street from Bluford High. It was just after 10 a.m. when she stepped off at the plexiglass bus stop covered in magic marker graffiti. The bus thundered and groaned as it pulled away in a smelly cloud of diesel smoke. Tara gazed at Bluford High looming in the distance. In a month, she would be back at the school, ready to start her junior year, but it felt strange to be there in the summer. The fenced-in lot on the side of the school was nearly empty, and the usual traffic of kids walking around the school was gone. Even the basketball courts were silent, and the gates that led to them were locked with heavy metal chains, making the whole place seem like an abandoned prison. She approached the school alone and stopped at the bottom of the steps that led to the main entrance. For a second, she paused and looked at the time on her phone. She knew Shanetta's practice had just ended. Just then, the front door of the school opened slowly, and old Mr. Watkins, one of the school janitors, stepped out.
"Can I help you, ma'am?"
he asked, squinting from the sunlight as he stood at the top of the steps that led to the front door.
You here for the teacher interview with Principal Spencer?
Teacher interview? Despite everything, Tara almost laughed.
Nah, I'm meeting someone from the dance team. It's me, Mr. Watkins, Tara Carson.
Tara?
The old man said with a smile.
Is that you? Why, from here you look just like a teacher.
Miss Spencer's been interviewing them all week. Maybe you should apply for the job,
he joked. Maybe one day, she said with a weak smile.
Well, them girls at practice should be out any minute. You want to come in?
No, I'm gonna wait out here, Tara said, thinking it was safer if she was away from where Principal Spencer might observe them. Just then, girls' voices boomed from inside the school. Tara's palms began to sweat, and instinctively she turned slightly and clenched her fists.
Here they come now, Mr. Watkins said before disappearing back inside.
Tara looked on as clusters of girls in shorts and t-shirts emerged from the school. Some of them were familiar to her, but others were complete strangers.
Yeah, what you doing here, Tara?
Asked Letitia Daniels, a girl Tara knew from church. I gotta talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't Shanetta, is it?
Yeah, why?
I ain't saying nothing,
she said, looking over her shoulder.
But you just did,
Tara huffed as Letitia strolled away. Just then, the big steel doors swung open, and three girls barged through the doorway, deep in conversation, as they emerged from the school.
So what you gonna do about it? The first one asked.
Nothing, said Shanetta, walking between the other girls.
I don't want anything to do with him no more. I don't know what I was thinking seeing him to begin with. I should have listened to you.
You were right, Monica, she confessed. Shanetta wore spandex shorts and a loose white tank top. A black sports bra was visible under the low neckline of her shirt, and the sides of the tank top were open, showing a small portion of her muscular stomach.
He's a dog. Ain't no one gonna believe what he says, said the third girl, whose hair was pulled back in a tight ponytail.
What if you're wrong, Aisha?
You know how everyone at Blueford is, Shanetta snapped. I can't believe this is happening.
None of them seemed to notice Tara standing at the bottom of the steps. Tara felt self-conscious as the three shapely dancers neared her. What could she do if Cooper really wanted to be with Shanetta? Tara wondered. Nothing, she figured bitterly. But she couldn't just sit there and wait for Cooper to leave her the way Rochelle's boyfriend had left.
I can't believe it either, Tara said then, belting the words from deep in her chest.
She could feel her pulse throb in her temples. Anger flared in her chest.
Huh?
Aisha said.
Who is that?
Asked Monica. Shanetta took a step back as if to brace herself.
What you want, Tara?
What do I want?
Tara repeated, as if the question were silly.
What I want is for you to stay away from my boyfriend.
What?
Shanetta's eyes grew wide as if she was surprised at the accusation.
Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, Tara yelled. You know you've been trying to get with him since eighth grade.
That's right, I remember.
What's she talking about, Shay?
Shanetta ignored the question.
Tara, I don't know who you've been talking to, but you got your facts all wrong, she said,
pausing to look back at the school as if she was concerned someone was watching.
Besides, if I wanted to steal your boyfriend, which I don't, you couldn't stop me. Look at you.
The comment hit Tara like a slap. Shanetta's friends smiled. Aisha struggled to hold back laughter. Tara knew that it wasn't smart confronting Shanetta this way, outnumbered and without anyone knowing where she was. But she didn't care. Anger drove her forward, urging her to go after Shanetta, to smack the toothy smile from her face. And yet Shanetta's comment held her still, just for a second longer.
Girl, I seen them pictures you took. Don't try to lie to me, okay? I know who you are, Shanetta. I remember back in the day how you used to steal the things you wanted like they belonged to you. Maybe on 43rd Street that's okay. But that ain't right by me. Now maybe your new friends don't know you, but I do. Ain't no sense lying to me, 'cause I see through it all. So I'ma tell you this one time.
Stay away from Coop, you hear me? You ain't got no business messing with him.
Shanetta recoiled, as if what Tara said stung her. Her friends were suddenly silent, as if the words they just heard surprised them somehow.
What you know about me, huh? Shanetta demanded.
Tara was unprepared for the question and for a second didn't know what to say.
That's what I thought. You don't know nothing,
Shanetta fumed, putting her hand on her hip.
Like I said, I ain't interested in Cooper.
If you asked him, he'd tell you that too, but you too busy getting in my face to notice you got it all wrong.
Then why were you out with him last night?
The two girls looked at each other and then at Shanetta. She could see in their eyes that they knew the answer.
Why should I tell you? You're the one that knows everything, right? Why don't you ask Coop? Did you even do that?
It ain't none of your business what Coop and I talk about, Tara barked, unwilling to admit anything to them.
It is my business if you're getting in my face. I'm sick of you and everyone else thinking the worst of me because where I live or what I did years ago. None of y'all know what I had to deal with at home all those years I was taking stuff. Be glad you weren't like me, okay? She said.
For an instant, Shanetta almost seemed hurt. It was a side of her that Tara had never seen before. Somehow, the angry girl almost made her feel guilty.
You ain't the only one who's had it rough, Tara cut in,
wondering what Shanetta had dealt with that made her so upset.
I never said I was. But you, I actually thought you were better than that, Tara, but I guess I was wrong. You judged me just like everybody else. It's because I live on 43rd Street, right? Or maybe because I dance, is that it?
You as bad as the dumb boys, thinking they could get with me just because some rumor they heard.
I ain't interested in Cooper, okay? And you need to stop acting like you better than me. You ain't no better.
Only bigger, she huffed, before turning and walking away.
Tara cursed under her breath. Part of her still wanted to shove the smaller girl to the sidewalk in front of her friends, but another part of her felt ashamed. Until now, she had no idea Shanetta carried scars too, but after listening to her, she knew they were there. And what about Cooper? Shanetta didn't deny she was out with him. What had he been doing with her that he didn't want to admit? Why hadn't Tara just asked him instead of sneaking around to confront Shanetta? The more she thought about it, the more she wished she hadn't even come to Blueford at all that day.
All finished with the principal, Miss Carson?
The scratchy voice broke her thoughts. It was old Mr. Watkins lumbering slowly down the steps. He smiled pleasantly as if he liked the joke he had with her.
I'm telling you, one day, maybe you'll be teaching here like that Mr. Mitchell.
I don't know, Mr. Watkins, she replied with a weak smile as he made his way toward the staff parking lot. I don't feel like a teacher. Not today, she added.
You'll get there, he said as he passed her. You're on your way right now, I can tell.
All afternoon, people at Little Learning Spot kept telling Tara how nice she looked. But inside, she didn't feel nice. Instead, she felt guilty and irritable and worried.
Look at you,
said Miss Stephanie as they took the kids out for the afternoon.
You look great.
Thanks, Tara mumbled, doing her best to keep an eye on the kids at the playground.
You know, I've been thinking about what we talked about earlier in the week. If you're still willing to babysit Drew for me, that would be great,
Miss Stephanie said after most of the kids had left for the day.
Yeah, I'd love to do it, Tara replied, trying her best to sound enthusiastic. When you need me.
Well, my husband and I want to go out to dinner. Since Drew was born, we haven't gone out once in about a year and a half. If you could babysit this Saturday or next Saturday, that would be great. Whatever's better for you.
Tara paused for a moment as the request sank in. Next Saturday was when Aunt Deborah's party was scheduled. If she worked that day babysitting, she wouldn't be able to attend the reunion. The thought made her heart swell. It was the first piece of good news she had in weeks. A perfect excuse to skip the party. A way to avoid having to face Uncle Rudy again. a way to escape what had been stalking her mind for days. A way out.
Next Saturday is good for me, Tara said, feeling relief spread over her.
Are you sure? Said Miss Stephanie, her voice swelling with happiness.
'Cause if it's not good, we could do it another weekend. I know it's short notice.
Nah, it works for me, Tara said. Next Saturday is perfect, actually.
Great, the teacher cheered, thanking Tara and giving her a slip of paper.
Here's my address and phone number. I'm so glad you can do this.
Me too, she thought to herself, clutching the piece of paper as if it were a lifeline. She finally had a way out. In a little more than a week, Rudy would come and go, and Tara wouldn't have to see him.
Thank you, God, she thought to herself as more parents arrived to pick up their kids.
Thank you.
Who's that? I never saw him before, Miss Stephanie said.
Tara followed her gaze to a familiar pickup truck parked on the street. Inside, she saw Cooper staring right at her, his eyes unusually serious.
He's here for me, Tara said, her stomach suddenly sinking. That's my boyfriend.